The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
A cafe in County Meath has taken the decision to ban customers who arrive on the premises wearing pyjamas. The Sage and Stone Cafe in Duleek in County Meath posted the No Pyjamas Allowed rule on social media on Monday. The post said, "We welcome anyone and everyone who comes to dine wearing their own smart casual clothing. However, we draw the line at people coming to dine in our cafe for breakfast wearing pyjamas." Ciara Burke is the owner of the cafe, and I'll talk to Ciara in a moment. But before that, our reporter Aoife Kern asked people at the National Ploughing Championships whether they had made the right decision and should people be allowed to wear nightwear in public.
They're definitely right. Pyjamas for a woman, it doesn't do her any good. It doesn't add to her appearance. And it should be worn in bed, completely covered up all the time. Not for other people to see.
And you were telling me that you wouldn't be gone on the pyjamas for the waitress.
No, absolutely awful old jokes. Yeah. They're awful old baggy old teeth. Never got
And would you ever see people going into shops and things like that with them on?
Oh, I hate them. I hate them. I'm an old-fashioned guy, you see. But women should have respect for themselves and dress themselves up when they're out. Just leave their pyjamas for the bedroom and...
Yes, I suppose so, yeah. I mean, it's nice to get dressed up and go out and have a cup of coffee. So, yeah, probably. I suppose if you're in a rush and you want to get something fast, it's different than going out for a cup of coffee.
I think I'd be all for the pyjamas. I think I'd go in my pyjamas. I don't think that they should stop people, but, like, that's everybody's personal choice.
And have you ever gone to a cafe or to shop or anything like that in your pyjamas before?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like just Centra, you know, the local Centra. But yeah.
Maybe with a supermarket or something I could see it, but with the cafe, maybe I understand the not having the pyjamas because it's where like a lot of people are to like eat and just sit instead of like just pop in and out, you know.
I wouldn't go into my own town without dressing properly, I suppose, so no pyjamas for me anyway.
But do you think there's a big difference between going out, getting something to eat and a cup of coffee and running into the shop in a pyjamas and running back out again?
Oh, definitely, but I wouldn't do either in my pyjamas now, I'd say. Pyjamas are for home and that's it.
Well, Ciara Burke is the owner of Sage and Stone in Duleek and she's on the line now. Ciara, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, what prompted this action?
Well, because I had two women. I arrived in after dropping the kids to school, not in my pyjamas, by the way, and I had two women being served by my lovely staff who were all suited and booted and in their clean uniforms, and they were serving two women in pyjamas, dressing gowns and slippers. And sorry, on their holidays on the way to the airport.
They were on their holidays on the way to the airport. When do you think they intended to get dressed, or did you find out?
I'd say they were going to New York, so they were going in their pyjamas and they were, that's the way they were going.
They're going to travel in their pyjamas?
Yes, Pat. And I tell you, I wouldn't like to be sitting beside them on that plane.
Why do you say...
pyjamas were not the first use.
Oh, they weren't fresh?
No.
And was that discernible from the...
Oh, no, quite discernible. Quite discernible because they had walked around my gift shop and we had to have a little bit of a spray after it. And so, you know, Pat, I'm just saying... I'm not putting up with it. I don't care. I think I'm now going to open a new concession of a cafe with pyjamas, the pyjama cafe, because it's a cohort that would love to come in pyjamas, obviously, as far as my Facebook post came across. But then, like, let's just get up and get dressed every day. Let's just smarten ourselves up in this country. Like, I've seen it. I'm watching people going into the supermarket in their pyjamas, and I think it's dreadful.
Yeah.
So I'm not having it in my place.
You're not going to have it in your place. And I can understand that really the impression it gives is of people who have precious little to do and might be going back to bed.
Well, you know, that's the impression it gives. And I've listened to your lovely people in the Ploughing Championship and that lovely man who said, you know, a woman should be dressed and you know, they don't look attractive in pyjamas. And no pyjamas I've ever put on makes me look any better. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that, you know,
and is it only pyjamas, or could a woman wearing a negligee enter your cafe unhindered?
Now. Maybe your cafe, but not mine.
Okay. So have you ever gone out yourself in your pyjamas?
I have gone out in my pyjamas in the car late to bring the kids to school in the hope that I wouldn't have to get out of the car, and I've never had to get out of the car. But but that's it. But I wouldn't dare do it. I wouldn't go into a shop. You joke me. Imagine people looking at you in your pyjamas and what they think of you.
And tell us this, the reaction you got. Obviously, a lot of people would support the idea that they don't really want to be sitting in a cafe surrounded by people in their slumber wear.
But
there are some people
who...
You had the opposite as well, though, didn't you?
I had the opposite as well. And you know what? I actually took the post down, not because my... In fact, I'm going to put a sign up outside now. But... about no pyjamas, but I took the post down because I didn't engage in any of the chat, but people had got very toxic with each other, and that happens with these posts that are very kind of dividing. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So I just said, no, this is getting too nasty. People are getting too nasty to each other, so I'm just taking it down.
Yeah, so, it might be difficult a rule to enforce, and I'll tell you why. We were in Amsterdam when I was working for RT doing an OB years ago, and one of my researchers went in and bought a lovely trouser suit in a department store, and she wore it out that night to a cafe. Turned out she had bought a pair of pyjamas.
Stop. But they didn't. Yeah, but I mean, if it was something that you couldn't decipher, these were the fluffy pyjamas that pennies make a fortune out of. Do you know what I mean? So, like, if it was something that you couldn't decipher, you'd say, oh, you know, I'm sure your researcher got a good laugh, or you got a
good
laugh.
She did. We all got a great laugh when we realised she was wearing pyjamas.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just think that let's put a standard into the country, Pat, and let people get dressed and washed and out
okay.
the door.
Okay, so no PJs here in the Sage and Stone.
No,
that's
PJs
the word.
In Sage and Stone.
All right. I wish you luck with that, Ciara. Perhaps we'll come back to you if anyone tries to breach your barricades wearing their PJs. Ciara Burke, the owner of Sage and Stone in Duleek, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.